Chapter 22. There was darkness. There was gloom. The dank smell of a dungeon lingered in Gorley's nostrils.
Oh no, not the deep again.
He was sprawled out on a slab of stone. His ankles and wrists were constricted by an unseen force. A fog-like mist rolled over him like a ghostly hand, and chill bumps raised on his pinkish limbs. Fear assailed him.
Oh, what if Bletfer has me?
His fuzzy mind began to clear. Exhausted, he'd fallen asleep against the wall on the edge of the city of Narnum, only to waken and face a dark terror in the night. Longer and heavier than a great cat, a fanged cat-like creature had slavered over him. Smoke of a languid scent had spilled from its nose, and his sight had turned into flowers, and then black. Now he awoke, bound on a cold, hard slab.
Oh, this is tiresome,
he said, straining against his bonds. His limbs felt weak, and his bones like jelly. He sighed.
Ah, awfully tiresome.
He could hear the sound of a torch nearby, and it gave off a faint yellow light in the dreary chamber. Somewhere, something metal scraped over stone.
Who's there?
His voice echoed off stones. Stillness was his answer. He closed his eyes. His mind raced.
Don't panic. Don't panic. Don't panic.
Just when Gorley thought he'd gotten control of things, the world had slipped out from under his feet. Even in all the years he'd spent protecting Nath Dragon with Brenwar, Ben, and Bezog, he'd never encountered fear like this before. The past 2 days had stifled him, and now it seemed his captors knew what he was, and they had him. Metal scraped over stone again. His eyes snapped open. Dark-robed figures formed a hem around him. The tattoos on their bald heads glowed with eerie colors that seemed to move and swirl.
Where did you come from?
They chanted and swayed. Nausea assailed Gorley.
Stop it! Stop it! What are you doing?
A metal footstep resounded over the stone, and a shadow fell over his head. Gorley's head twisted around.
Kryzak!
The man's steady glare was heavy on him. His eyes were wild with fire. He joined the chants in the acolyte circle and stretched his long fingers over Gorley's head.
What are you doing?
Kryzak's hands burst with glowing purple flame. His chant became louder and louder. He waved his flaming fingers over Gorley's eyes, shouted out, and dropped them on his face. Gorley tried to jerk away, but the mystic hands seized him. His scream was muffled.
No!
His fingers and toes curled. Something invaded his mind and his body. Like dark waters bursting through a dam into a previously calm lake, it roiled him inside. Kryzak's burning hands engulfed his head, and mystic violet immersed his body. The acolyte's chants turned into howls, and his body shook on the great stone.
What is happening to me?
Gorley's mind recoiled. Something dark had entered, had peeled the bars away that guarded his mind. Now that it was inside, he felt powerless to stop it from rummaging around.
What are you doing to me?
Memories flooded through his head. Friends, cities, countryside, and mountain peaks. He screamed. Everything he'd ever known seemed lost. The fires went out, and he lay there, cold and shaking. The chants ended. The acolytes dispersed, leaving only him and Kryzak. The large man held a glowing crystal over his head and said,
"You are one of us now."
Gorley's lips were glued shut, but his mind asked many questions.
One of what? Who am I? Where is this? Why does it smell so bad?